Marcellus probably got a little taste of that somewhere.
You might have seen him out. All right, here he is, long-time NFLer, the More To It podcast, Marcellus Wiley. Your days in L.A., you ever see Dennis Rodman in the club?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the emperor. not even the king, the emperor. Next level, because he had no limits. Like, you just got to know what you're working with and who you're battling if you're trying to win the club. NFL players, hey, we can go hard, but look out. Those NBA players are on the way, and they will beat two guys because they're obviously more famous than us. They sit there at free throw lines with tank tops on with guaranteed contracts. So even if you got dollar for dollar, you can't compete. And then within the NBA, there's a hierarchy as well. It's like, who's going to go and check every box in every single demo? And Shaq, as big as he was, had limits in terms of the demos he was trying to hit, man. You know, and Rodman, man, he did it all, and it all came back to him too. So yeah, I've seen him out before. Never really partied with him because I didn't want to go to those limits.
Who was the King Daddy Topper, Marcellus, as far as like a presence? Was it like in the club and Michael Jordan shows up? Was that like the top of the mountain, or who? I mean, L.A. is a different beast, but like, you're going out days. Who walked in and you're like, there he is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Jordan stories are epic. I mean, some of them are just so exaggerated, it's crazy. But I actually have partied with Jordan a few times. One time I almost lost the girl I was partying with because Michael Jordan walked in. But that's in my book if you guys ever want to know the details of that. But long story short, it was a sweet elevator ride, maybe seven floors for me and to the penthouse for Jordan. And let's just say she didn't want to go just seven floors. She wanted to go to the penthouse. And he almost got her if he wanted her, but he was being nice to the little homie. But, yeah, Jordan was the biggest of big when you were out. Only person that could have messed with him, but you didn't see him enough, was like Eddie Murphy or Michael Jackson or something like that. But those guys were like living in your imagination more so than actually at the club popping bottles. But if they ever popped up, even Michael Jordan might have to step to the side because that was next level.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, L.A., there's got to be so many stories, man. Like, of who owns it? Like, is it athletes? Yeah. Is it musicians? Is it
DiCaprio.
Movie stars?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, DiCaprio's a whole nother animal, too, because not only is he there and he's Leonardo DiCaprio, but he's also coming to take yours. So, you know, it's one thing to be there and, like, yeah, throw flowers at my feet. And it's another thing for them to get off their perch and say, hey, who's that? What's your girl's name? Man, that's a different animal, so you better watch out for those DiCaprio.
Yeah, man.
If Leo says, who's that? You just say, you shut your mouth right now, mister.
Yeah. You run the valet. You know your car is running. It's time to go.
Yeah, you need to get out of there quickly, man. It is an emergency. Someone has pulled the fire alarm, and you need to leave. Jeter was famous for that, too, man. Jeter used to send his henchmen to the back and be like, go say hi for me. Like, I'm not personally going to say hi.
Man.
He'd send other people over to say
hi. I've been out with Jeter before. I've seen that in action. But more than that, the new game is, and I'm going to leave these guys' names out of it because I love to protect the guilty. And, you know, some of these guys are the friends and the homies. But the new game is to send someone around, and you just send them around, and you just lay down the itinerary. Like, it's no conversation, no intimacy, no next date. Like, this is the game plan for the night. Are you with it or not? And I think social media, these guys kind of getting trapped, caught up, sometimes even extorted, is making the guys now just be heartless in terms of how they even court a woman. So it's kind of wild to see. I've seen some of the guys who go out there and pass the notes, pass the messages, are basically like, hey, so-and-so likes you, but this is the game plan tonight. You with it or not? And if you win it, let's go. If not, on to the next and keep the party going. Wow.
Yeah, that's a different world, man. That is a very different world. Right. We're chatting with Marcellus Wiley. The Bills put a beatdown on the Patriots last night. And, you know, what we were saying earlier was you picked up early. Josh Allen was there to play. And it's like, if that's the case, Mac Jones, like, what's he supposed to do? Like, how is Mac Jones and the Patriots and Belichick, how are they going to keep up with that? Because the Bills, you know, like, they had been getting beat down by the Belichick Pats for 20 years, man. And now the tables have truly turned. And it looked like men against boys last night, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And it's going to look that way for a long time coming. And of late, it's just tilted in terms of how the Bills can play the Patriots now because of the firepower that they have. It's no fun when the rabbit got the gun, you know, and the rabbit has the gun now, and it's a situation where the Bills, if Josh Allen plays a clean game, it's a wrap. Just simple as that. If he wins the turnover battle, the Bills win it, he doesn't give the ball to the other team, you won't have enough possessions to keep up with them in firepower. It's just that simple. And Belichick knows that as well. One of the things that was so amazing when the Patriots were winning their dynasty, it wasn't their talent level. It was more of their philosophy and what they all bought into. And they used to always say, like all the former players said, that Belichick would tell them, more games are lost in the NFL than won. And if you really listen to that, counterintuitively, it tells you, man, if you don't make mistakes, it's hard to beat you. Now, the Bills are in that position right now. It's hard to beat them if they don't make mistakes. And that's what the Patriots found out, and a lot of teams find out. When they don't beat themselves, it's hard to go out there and get them.
What do you think of the young quarterback hissy fits these days? How does that fly in an NFL locker room, Marcellus? Zach Wilson, Mac Jones, like, it just seems like veteran guys would be like, how are we ever going to win with a guy that's just pulling a hissy fit on the sidelines?
Yeah, you saw how it played out with the Jets. Like, ultimately, the coach is a collection of the voices in that locker room, even if nothing's said. And think about it. Zach Wilson had that horrible game, right? And then they gave him multiple times to go to the microphone, to go to the podium and own it. Hey, if you want to be a leader, you got to own your lumps. And he didn't. They said, hey, did you let the defense down? No. Hey, did you play poorly? Yeah, but. And when he said that, I think Coach Sala said, oh, man, you can hear all those players in that locker room looking at you, side-eyeing you, and just saying, hey, man, it's time for you to speak for us because we ain't got to say anything. It's already known. And that's the same thing with a Mac Jones who's already been benched in his young career. You got to know and be able to read the room, like the social cues. And one of the things of being a leader is not just remembering what to say, but knowing what to forget. And one of the things you need to forget is that you're the man. You can't walk around there like you're the man, no matter if you're the starting quarterback or not, because you're too young. And vets will look at you crazy, and some of them will check you. So I think Belichick, like Sala, is going to have to step in the middle of this and say, hey, know who you are and know where you are in your career.
With Marcellus Wiley, so how does this all apply to Deshaun Watson and what he's about to go through, where he is now returning for the Browns? He's making his return in Houston, and that stadium is going to be absolutely insane. And, you know, this is a guy with the most guaranteed money in NFL history. He hasn't been in the trenches all season, yet he's a quarterback, and he's got more security than anyone else within the organization tenfold, hundredfold. Like, how does this play out? How do you think his teammates are expecting this to play out in Houston with Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, without being in that locker room, I could tell you how this goes based on how that locker room has responded to Deshaun. If they've been real with him, like in the locker rooms that I played in, like no matter what you're going through in terms of scandal or heartache or despair, like we're still talking through it. We still talk about it. Like the locker room is the last place that I've been where the truth was told and everything was on the table. If they're approaching it like that, like the jokes are flying, hey, Deshaun, I know you're not saying anything in the media and to the podium, but we got these jokes in here. Let's talk real about it. Then they'll be fine as a group. But if they've suppressed it, if they bottled it up and they're just out there saying, hey, Deshaun, you're our quarterback and all the right things, as soon as this team hits adversity with Deshaun as their franchise quarterback, oh, all hell's going to break loose because they didn't let it out. So this is a situation where you set up to fail if you've been faking the funk because you're just going to sit there and say, all right, he's our quarterback. All right, he ain't going to talk about it. All right, we're not going to talk about it. Everything better go right. But as soon as it goes wrong, there's hell to pay. The fans don't matter. I can't tell another fan enough about, hey, you're going to yell, you're going to boo, you're going to trash him, you're going to burn his jersey. But I don't think that compares to the hell he's been going through the last 6, 12, 18 months in terms of all of this conversation and the trials and the potential and the suspension. Everything that's gone wrong with him right now is a lot worse than a fan booing him. As much as there's going to be a chaotic and hectic scene, he's just been through worse than that. But it's really about those friendships, those relationships, how real have they been? Because it's all good when it's all good. But when it's not all good, then you see the truth and the real comes out.
Great stuff as always, Marcellus. Enjoy the weekend. We'll do it again soon. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. I'm on the way to the club. I'll talk to y'all in a sec, brother.
Watch yourself out there. Watch yourself out there. It's Marcellus Wiley. Yeah, it's not a surprise that Jordan, like MJ back in the 90s, it must have been outrageous to see him walk into a club. Outrageous.
I witnessed it. It's outrageous is the only word.
Yeah.
Something else. Like those
it
guys
is something else.
Ran the show.
Superstars. Just the biggest star ever, MJ in his prime. With a swag, like just coming in knowing, like, I got more money than everyone in this place combined. And I'm more famous than everyone else in this place combined.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a double. Like, he makes a good point. The NBA players, like, everyone knows them. Like, you can see them. You know them. You can't miss them, too. They're 6'6", 6'7", 6'8".
That's it. That Michael Jordan walked into a VIP a couple years in a row at the golf tournament I was at, and everybody's just like this. Like, they're just like, oh, my God, it's Michael Jordan.
Wow. Yeah. He must get it more than anyone else.
Unbelievable. Like, the guy. And you're right. It's hard to miss him because what is he, 6'9"? Was he 6'8"?
Yeah, he's like 6'6". Like he, yeah, he wasn't.
Let's just say he's tall enough.
He's incredibly tall where you can't miss him, for sure. Yeah. But you're right. It's, I mean, everyone's just in awe, for sure. And, yeah. But I'll bet that city, L.A., Vegas, New York, like, there's a few cities that have just seen some wild scenes.
Oh, my God.
Wild scenes, you know. Anyway, all right, we'll retrack our conversation with John Cooper. We caught up with Cooper earlier this afternoon, and we got Jack coming up. Raptors in Brooklyn playing the Nets tonight. We'll start teeing that up. Jack will join us just after 6 o'clock. Still got our picks to do, too. Al's brother, I think Luke's brothers might both be joining us. We'll find out. We got a 3-pack of picks still to come. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.